Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today, we're speaking with Amir Kotler. He is the CEO and founder of Vigo. How are you doing today, Amir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking, and thank you very much for hosting me today.
It's my pleasure, and it's good to speak with you again. So let's get started with part one of the podcast. Can you give our listeners a little overview of Vigo?
Yes, Vigo came to the world something like 3 years ago, but the idea of establishing Vigo had started 4 years ago in order to perfect the user experience while you and I, our children, our grandchildren are using internet connection, internet services from home. Especially when it comes to the complicated services like gaming and streaming and other, it's not like 15 years ago, it's now complicated services and application that is being consumed, we thought that an AI, artificial intelligence solution needs to watch your back while consuming internet services from your home. And you need a solution like Vigo to perfect your way to consume those services, because today it's very, very complicated because you are working from home, you are studying from home, you are consuming gaming and streaming. It's not like, again, many years ago. So someone needs to make sure that you are enjoying consuming your services, like the Zoom session we are doing right now from three places in the world.
So since we've last spoke, what solutions has Vigo actually brought to the market, and what has been the reception for those advancements?
Yeah, so Vigo is, again, it's an artificial intelligence solution. It's a purely software solution that puts a nice piece of software on your home router that monitors the way you and your family is consuming services. Imagine kind of a living room of five people sitting in the living room, consuming five different applications, holding five different devices in order to consume those services. Vigo knows exactly what kind of services each and every individual is consuming and what he needs from all the elements from inside the home and from outside the home to consume its application as if he is alone sitting in the living room, despite the fact that he's not alone. Meaning we make sure that those who are consuming Zoom are going to enjoy their Zoom experience. Imagine a tool that is going to change the world by replacing experience of Zoom and Fortnite from something that is subjective feeling of how I'm consuming. I can hear you, but I cannot see you. I can see you, but there is a jump or there is an interference. Something that will add a strong layer of science into the way we are consuming services. And this information needs to be passed on to the user himself or to the telco organization that is in charge of his customer experience while consuming services in home.
That's an awesome example of what you're doing. I really like that because there's diversity of endpoints is just endless. And to be able to accommodate the various endpoints is huge.
Exactly. Exactly. When you are holding your mobile phone and would like to watch your favorite Netflix show right now, and after an hour and a half decided to play a game or to do FaceTime with your kids, you are actually consuming different kind of services from the same device. You can also, by the way, change the device if you want. And there is, like you said, 40, 50 devices today connected to the internet. Each and every service, each and every app needs its own parameters in order to be consumed in a way you will be pleased by the experience. And my job is to make sure that each and every application you are going to consume, you and your people in your home, will grade your experience as 10 out of 10. This is my job. And I can enforce that, meaning it's not that I'm telling you while crying that your Zoom experience is 7. I'm letting you know what exactly you need to do and exactly what the telco organization needs to do in order to make your grade 10 again. 10 again. I mean, what you need to do, so no more 10 on and 10 off your router. No more, I would send you a technician in 24/7. No more get nearer to the router, get far from the router. No more stuff. There is a science that can tell you exactly what you need to do, especially in the case, Don, of you are now consuming an application when your wife is consuming an application and your kids and great kids, and there is a party, a garden party in your for the kids that now 20 people from their school are coming and connected to the internet in your home. So we are in charge that everybody will grade his experience as high as possible, including to do some repair using the same agent who is investigating the problem that can do some repair actions in order to enforce the highest possible way to a maximum quality of experience, meaning that the application score will be 10 out of 10.
It's really awesome. It really all comes back to the experience. I mean, it's really the most important criteria of any marketing organization and any product that you're putting out there. Is it's about the experience and the goal that you're trying to accomplish. So how are these advancements that you're addressing, how are the service providers handling these challenges?
Before Vigo, I think it was kind of a guess. They know probably a little bit what you're saying. In most of the cases, most of the telco has kind of a blind spot when it comes to what you are doing in your home or what you need. They see the house as a whole, but cannot break it down to devices and application under the devices in order to understand why my home is different than yours, Don. I think that today and even the giants among the telco will admit that they don't have today a way to measure the experience of each and every application that is being consumed today from your home, because they don't have any way to personalize the experience, meaning they will treat your home like my home. They, even if I have 5 devices and you have 50, even in my place there are 2 people and you have a party of 50, even when I am an Android guy and you are an iOS 15 guy, no one knows. So the only way to become modern, like in medical or others, is to know what really hurts. You need to understand the uniqueness of my home compared to your home, to understand exactly what kind of application I'm consuming, what kind of devices I have that connects to the internet. And the only way to customize and personalize is to understand it, or to first admit yet that I don't do that today. Meaning I am treating you as a doctor from the 70s or the 80s, when every cough was the same disease. Today it's not. It's a different DNA, means a different experience. When you have kids, they are consuming gaming. When you have 5 and 6 people, they are using TikTok. And TikTok needs something else to be consumed perfectly than Facebook or than Fortnite or Netflix or Hulu or Disney. Vigo is in love with those applications. Vigo is obsessed to this application. We know exactly how TikTok needs to be consumed in a house of 3 floors, 51 devices, and a gigabyte packaged by the ISP. And we know exactly what will cause interference in consume TikTok when there are 3 people in the home or 5 people in the home that are doing the same TikTok or consuming different services. We are ironing the home, because we believe that the basic way to understand the experience of people while consuming internet services in their home is to first to have a full visibility of their home, what kind of devices and services they have, what they need to them, and what they need in order to grade their experience, to score their experience at the highest possible level.
So what you've really just explained was some of the industry challenges that in recognizing the customer problems that you're really trying to solve. Is that correct?
Exactly.
You pretty much identified that right there. So why don't you give our listeners a little background on the Vigo self-care app?
Yes. Vigo Self app, by the way, all of the application of all of the products of Vigo, including the app, has the same beating heart of the technology, the same artificial intelligence. But the three products of Vigo has is like giving each and every component of the chain a piece of the technology to know exactly what they need in order to improve the score of the experience. Let me explain in a very simple manner. Vigo app means that we are, with the blessing of the telco, we are providing you with a smart app of Vigo in order to take care of yourself. We won't do it while bypassing the telco. We are going to do it with the telco because we are serving the telco, but we believe that it will be a good serve to the telco by Vigo if we will give the telco a piece of our technology, but we will also give a piece of the technology to their customers, to you, to the end user. And imagine the fact that you are having this app and you have a full topology of your home. Topology means we can see and we can show you, Don, all of the devices connected to the internet, all of the application you are consuming using those devices to connect to the internet. And if your granddaughter will come and will ask grandpa, or your daughter will say, can I connect to the internet? You will give her the password and we will see her connected to the internet. And then we can show you what's the experience of each and every device that's connected to the internet, whether it's red or green. And the same when it comes to the application that is now being consumed. And when the application score is going down to 6 and the color became red, we can show you as the homeowner that someone is facing difficulties. By the way, you will see at the same time that the rest is having a green experience, and that's fine. That's the beauty of Vigo. We are ironing the entire home. It doesn't mean that everything is red or everything is green. It's complicated, right? And when we see red, we are immediately providing a recommendation to the homeowner what he needs to do in order to bring this red experience to a green experience while not doing anything, even not calling the ISP. Naturally, there are some cases when it's an infrastructure problem and you need to call the ISP, but you will be amazed by the number of cases, the number of malfunctions, the number of interferences. People, if they have the right tool in their hands, can do it by themselves without waiting hours to the telco to address their pain.
That's really awesome. That's nice partnership that you're working out with the carriers and the consumer.
Exactly. Imagine that people, how many problems, 16% or 70% of streaming problems came from the streamer himself, the streamer. When you, as someone who doesn't have the app, believe that this is a Wi-Fi problem, so you're calling the telco, despite the fact that you bought the streamer yourself from Amazon and you doesn't have enough information to know whether it's a Wi-Fi problem or a device problem. Imagine how many times, 9% or 10% of gaming problems came from difficulties to connect to the gaming server. It's not a Wi-Fi problem. It's a gaming server. When you have an end-to-end solution like Vigo that understands the experience of each and every game, each and every stream, from the console you're holding on your hand till the cloud somewhere in Denver, Colorado, you can point the problem in a way every non-techie, a grandmother of 140 years old will understand exactly what she needs to do in order to improve her own experience and enjoy what she is doing right now when her grandkid just wants to finish his Fortnite game.
Wow. Excellent. Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
We have a website. Our website is full of content when it comes to videos, interviews, press clips, naturally, data sheet and white papers about our solutions. It's at www.vigo.io. There is kind of, you can find some clips on YouTube as well. But again, we are not spoiled. Any customer or anyone that wants to hear the Vigo story from the mouth of the CEO, we are a startup, we are working 24/7, literally 24/7.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Amir Kotler. He is the CEO and co-founder of Vigo. And this seems to me, Amir, that you've really created a product that it's a must-have for ISPs out there. I mean, it's really something that's absolutely required. It goes back to, it's all about the experience. And if you can't guarantee it for your customer, you're in trouble. Because yes. your competitors are going to have your product.
Yes, Vigo. We believe that experience needs to be accurate. It doesn't That's need right. to be something. Not to be. It needs to be like a temperature. It needs to be like everything else. It cannot be something you can guess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate your talk. This is good technology.
Thank you so much for having me today.